Today's show, and I'm excited to welcome first my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and owner of Hollow Man Publishing and, again, American Made VA. Paul, how are you? You know, that's the hardest part of an interview is the beginning and the end. And that segues everything, but go ahead and introduce our guest. And I already have a segue into that guest.
Thank you. We are interviewing today Mina Valentine, and she's going to tell us about historical romance, how to write them, and what's the best parts to read. So welcome, Mina.
Mina, thanks for coming on. I was going to segue as I talked about a story of how to do a podcast. There's a beginning, middle, and end, and the hardest parts are the beginning and the end. Is it true about writing a romance novel the same thing? The beginning and the end are hard. The middle is not as difficult.
Well, most writers, I think, already have some kind of plot, so they are better at understanding how to put the beginning together and what they want for an ending. It's that middle that can get what they call soggy, so that you're bogged down and you're going, oh God, now I don't know which way to go with this. Do I want him to be in danger? Do I want to add another character here? That's why they call it soggy, because there's nothing firm about it. So that can be difficult. There are certain characteristics that when people read a romance novel, what they are expecting, and one of the things that they expect is a happy ending. That is a requirement. You can't kill off the protagonist. He has to survive. But the protagonist needs a flaw. There has to be something about him that he has to overcome in order to reach that happy ending. So that always spurs the motivation. So if he is in a situation where he is required to do something, but he doesn't want to do it, then you have to force him to, and he has to make the decision for himself. Is this worth it? Because I really don't want to do it. And in the end, what he did was not only build his character, but brought him to the person that he wanted. Does that make sense?
Right. And are all romance novels pretty much the same storyline?
I would say no. The ending has to be that they're happy. And they can be happy for now or happy ever after. But they have to end up together in some sort of configuration in order for it to classify as a romance. You take Love Story with Ryan O'Neill and Ollie McGraw. That's not a romance. That's not a romance. She dies. Let's see, what's another? Well, Romeo and Juliet. That's not a romance. So you can add subplots to a romance, and I think that really stimulates the story. For me, I like a little intrigue. So it can be that someone was kidnapped, some unnecessary to the story character is murdered, and the protagonist doesn't care about the character that's dead. He doesn't want, somebody's pushing him to find out about the death. He doesn't really want to, but something else motivates him to find out, and that takes him to a place at the end.
Right. And that place, the end, is where the happy ever after happens. And a lot of times, the woman is really not interested in that guy in a lot of romance stories, right?
Well, yeah, you can have friends to lovers. You can have enemies to lovers. And I have one book where they do, they don't get along. She's met him, and he said something when they were first introduced, and she didn't like it. So she didn't like him. So he had to convince her that he was a good guy. But there was a subplot to that story as well.
Wow. This is such interesting information when it comes to romance novels. And as we talked about before, the reason why women love romance novels is they have happily ever after, or is it more than that?
Well, there are certain characters that a lot of readers expect. For the most part, they prefer a man that's rather tall. Someone that has a strong character. They can be aristocratic or they can be authoritative, but they have to be able to bend. And that could even be another storyline where he's not bendable, but he is forced to bend. They want somebody that's funny. A stoic character is kind of a boring character. And then they want somebody that they can read about that is a good kisser. And I think that's important.
So Mina, define a good kisser.
Well, I don't know. Leo Tolstoy says, there are as many kinds of love as there are hearts. And that probably applies to kissing too. I don't know. But these are stories about strong men and strong women that I like. And it's difficult for that time period. A woman had to be kind of subversive about her independence because she wasn't really supposed to have any. But a lot of the male characters really liked that in the female. Some of them in real life probably did not.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Mina Valentine. And Mina, I think that your books, definitely, did you follow the blueprint while writing romance novels to make sure you stayed to that blueprint?
I followed a beginning, a middle, and an ending, period. And the rest is just that the creative juices up here in this crazy mind of mine.
Right, exactly. Crazy mind. Interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
So I guess what I'm getting at is that romance novels are very, very important to women. When do women read them?
When do they? Or how old do they? The age range for people that read them is 18 to over 65. Used to be that way, but with the advent of ebooks and internet, it's really brought in a broader range of readers. So there's a broader range of subplots, anywhere from the religious kind of love to the kinky.
Okay. Well, that's for another time and another place and maybe another show. We can check out Mina Valentine on all different social media. Soon, Mina Valentine's website will be up and book will be out, and we can't wait.
It's a good book. I hope everybody will buy it or read it. It's a good book.
I think that putting the connection of historical time, they can really picture that great romance happening to them. So I appreciate it, Mina, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.